I have another story about one of the hookups I had when I was traveling. I was staying in a hostel in the UK, and there weren't many other girls staying there, but there were probably about 30 different guys. I had my eye on a couple of them, and the first night, a group of the guys invited me to go out drinking with them. We all just went to one of the local shops and bought some Strongbow, and then ended up drinking in a field where I smoked weed with them and kind of just hung out. It was me and about 8 to 12 guys, I don't quite remember. As we were sitting in the park, one of them came up and sat next to me. He whispered in my ear how he wanted to fuck me, and how they'd invited me that night because they all wanted to fuck me, but how I got to have my pick. I grabbed his leg, slid my hand up to his dick, put pressure on him, turned to him and kissed him, while all the other guys around were watching. I heard a few groans of disapproval. Some of the guys were disappointed that it wasn't them I was making out with, or they didn't get a chance to make their moves yet. The guy had no shame and pulled me up, so I was straddling him, grinding my pussy against his cock, kissing him harder, while the other guys watched, and some of them ended up wandering off. After a few minutes of making out and grinding on his cock, he unbuttoned my pants, unzipped them, and reached his hand down my pants, feeling my wet pussy. I moaned into his mouth as he did this. Some of the other guys who were left were watching pretty intently. You could tell that they were getting off by it. But I think the guy had some stage fright and whispered that he wanted to go back to the hostel with me. So he walked back to the hostel from the park, taking breaks along the way to make out and touch each other. When we got back, we went into the common room and sat on some couches. I straddled him again, making out with him. Pulled his cock out and started stroking him as we kissed. He moaned into my mouth as I stroked him harder, grabbing my tits, pinching my nipples, biting my neck. His cock got harder and harder. I could tell he wanted to fuck me, but there were a couple people around, so we ended up sneaking off to one of the bathrooms. in the bathroom. He came up from behind me, pushing me against the basin, looking at me through the mirror, telling me how hot I was, telling me how all his friends were jealous, and he was gonna fuck me. He unbuttoned my pants again, pulled them down, pushed me a bit harder against the basin, reached his fingers between my pussy lips, started fingering me, still watching me in the mirror, seeing the faces I made as he rubbed my pussy. I reached behind me, grabbed his cock, and with a quick motion, he dropped his own pants and pulled it out. Now he was fingering me while I was stroking his cock. His cock got so hard in my hand. I could feel the pre-cum dripping off of it. I asked him if I could suck his cock, and like everyone I've asked that, he quickly obliged. Stepped back from me, watched me get down on my knees. I grabbed his cock with both of my hands, licked the pre-cum off the tip of it, put it down my throat, feeling it stretch my jaw open. It didn't take long before my eyes were tearing up. I was bobbing my head down on his cock, reaching up and grabbing his hips while he put his hand on the back of my head. He pushed my head into him, forcing his cock down my throat. I'd moan against him, look up at him with my teary eyes, smile with him, show him how happy I was to have his cock down my throat. I knew he was about to come. I could feel his cock pulsing. I started bobbing on him harder and faster, squeezing my fingers into his hips, moaning as I took his cock down my throat. I could see him struggling to hold himself back. It wasn't long before he moaned and told me he was about to come. How good my mouth felt on his cock. How badly he wanted to fuck me still. He shot several ropes of cum down my throat, bucking his hips against me, looking at my face, so eager for his cum. I took his cock down my throat again, pressed my tongue against him as I pulled him out of me. Like the tip of his cock. And thanked him for the load he gave me. He looked at me. Brushed the hair out of my face. Pulled me up. Held my head in his hands. And started kissing me again. Tasting his cum on my tongue. Grabbing me passionately. Pushing my pants down further. Reaching his fingers into my pussy from the front this time. He pushed me against the wall. Held me by the throat with one hand. While he fingered my pussy with the other. Telling me what a hot slut I was. How he'd tell his friends the next day about coming down my throat. Seeing if any of them would want to have a turn with me the next day. It was so fucking hot hearing him talk about telling his friends about me. Thinking about how hot he'd tell them I was. How good my pussy felt. I wanted him to taste me too. Luckily, the sink basin was pretty big. So I pushed him off of me. Turned around. And hopped up on the counter. Spreading my legs for him. He got the idea and brought his face to my pussy, licking me, tasting the same wetness I got all over his hand. I could hear him moaning, his tongue flicked at my clit. I hadn't had many people eat me out at this point. It was one of the first times. It actually felt really good. But it was also just really hot knowing people were probably hearing us from just outside the door. So I moaned louder. His tongue picked up speed. He sucked on my clit. He felt so fucking good. But I didn't want to come on his face. I wanted him to fuck me. So I begged him for his cock. Told him how badly I wanted to feel him inside me. He started stroking his cock again. Stood upright. Kissed me with a taste of my pussy on his lips. And started teasing my pussy with his cock. He had one of those big mushroom heads. I could feel the ridges at the head of his cock as he stroked himself against me. Then he plunged the head of his cock into my pussy, teasing me with just the head. Felt so fucking good. my legs around him. I have pretty strong legs, so I was able to pull him deep inside of me. Hear him moan as my tight pussy squeezed around his cock. For having just come a few minutes earlier, it was pretty quick hitting him hard again. He started thrusting into me pretty aggressively, but held my body upright because there was a mirror behind me and he definitely didn't want me to break it. He dug his fingers around my waist, started kissing me really hard, fucking me even harder. I was glad I already made him come once. I knew he was gonna last a bit longer this time. He was fucking me, feeling me moan into his mouth. I couldn't hold back. And I came on his cock. Oh, fuck. This cock felt so fucking good. Pulled back from me, looked at me, told me how good it felt, feeling me come against his cock, how wet my pussy was, how he could feel me dripping down his balls. Kept fucking me harder, feeling me come over and over again on him, till finally he couldn't take it anymore. He had to come for me again. I could feel his cock getting harder and harder inside me. His body is starting to sweat. His breath's getting shorter and shorter. He whispered to me that he was about to come. How he wanted to come all over my pussy. He pulled out, stroked his cock, gave on my stomach, my pussy, and a bit on my thighs. So fucking hot. He told me he wanted to take a picture of me to show his friends. So he pulled out his phone, took a picture of my cum-soaked pussy, my body, kissed me, told me how fucking hot I was. Then he left the bathroom so I could clean myself up. I waited a few minutes before I left the bathroom, but when I left the door, I could see him and some of his friends in the corner. They looked at me as I left the bathroom and went into my dorm room. I saw him the next morning at breakfast. All his friends looked at me. And I wondered if I'd be fucking him again that night. Or one of them.